Happy Monday. Our goal as pastors and staff is to equip you as you follow Jesus. Consider these opportunities and sign up. The Global Impact Team is leading a trip to the U.S. and Mexico border June 17th through 25th with Border Perspectives and our church plant, Espiritu Santo. You are invited. For more info on the trip or if you're interested in joining the team, email Pastor Paul, paul@millcitychurch.com. Reflecting on loss while moving forward. This is a seminar that's going to be this Sunday, May 7th, 12:30 to 1:30. Come to share and reflect on our recent church transition. You do need to sign up because there is lunch provided. So go to millcitychurch.com/events. Another thing you can sign up for is the seminar Launching Missional Communities, which is also Sunday, May 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Learn about these groups with a purpose and how you might be a part of it. This fall, you can sign up for that as well at millcitychurch.com/events. Here's the sermon series resources for this week. We're in a sermon series called What God is Like. It's based off of Exodus 34:6, where God gives a description of God's character. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. You can watch the first sermon here and the second sermon, as well as last Sunday's sermon on grace here in the linked in this post. These five descriptions of God's character reveal to us who God has been, is, and will be: compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, and faithful. We see throughout the meta-narrative, or the story of the Bible, these aspects of God's character in the stories told, and we see all of these character attributes in Jesus, God in the flesh. First, we receive from God, and then we're able to reflect God's character to the world around us. We have resources below in this email to go deeper and to engage with a group or conversation partner. However, we also know that these topics may bring up the need for some to have prayer support or referrals for counselors and or spiritual directors. See our care resources, millcitychurch.com/care. The Praxis gatherings are going to be happening. We're going to have gathering time for all ages every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the church. It's a time to put into practice what we're learning from Scripture each week. There will be a discussion and then a spiritual practice to do together. You can join any week that you're able. No need to sign up. Just come to door 3 at the church by 6:30 p.m. any Wednesday. All ages are invited to come. Mill City Youth Group will be engaging in the same topic, and there will be space for elementary kids to participate and a childcare option for little kids. No dinner provided, but feel free to bring your own. Going deeper in study. We have links here for the Bible Project video shown on Sunday, a podcast by the Bible Project, and notes on the scriptures, on different scriptures focused on God's grace, the theme of the week. Going deeper in a group or with a partner, we have some questions listed here that you could discuss with somebody else. We also have two spiritual practices. One is a dwelling in worship, a song to listen to. And then one is called Threads of Grace Journaling. And this is a way in which you can look back at the threads of grace in your life, in your relationship with God. So please check out these resources with you, Pastor Seth.